السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى has decreed certain things. تقدير، fate, sometimes translated as fate. Taqdeer means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has from the beginning, He knows everything that is to happen in the future. He has decreed it. Nothing happens except without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone does something wrong, it happens because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed it to happen. And if someone does something good, it happens because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed it to happen. Yes? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are in this world for a test, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to do good, He allows us to do evil as well. And from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that as we go closer to the Day of Judgment, then wrong, evil will become more widespread. On one side you have the era of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On the other side, you have the Day of Judgment. And although we think of these two, we think of these two events, the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final day, the Day of Judgment, when the world will end, we think, oh, there is a huge distance between them. 1400 years have passed. And still, only Allah knows how many more years there will be until the Day of Judgment. But in terms of the history of mankind, the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very close to the Day of Judgment. In hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that بُعِثْتُ أَنَا وَالسَّاعَةَ كَهَاتَيْنَ. I and the Day of Judgment have been sent like this. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held up two fingers to say looking at the entire history of mankind from the time of Adam alayhi salam until the Day of Judgment, from when the world began until the Day of Judgment, my prophethood and the Day of Judgment are just like two fingers being close to each other. And one thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed is that in the time of Nabi, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the barakah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, guidance was spread, and haqq and batil, what is beneficial, what is not beneficial, became very, very clear. It became open to all. It became very clear. What is haqq? It became very clear. What is wrong? It became very clear. As we move further away from the era of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we move further away from the era of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the barakat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the guidance, the nur, they deteriorate, because we are going further away. We are going further away. So one effect of that is that what is wrong, what is right, is no longer as clear. If a person wills, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he looks for the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always guide him to the truth. But the difference is, in the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was clear as daylight. And as we go closer to the Day of Judgment, then it becomes murky, mixed. What is true, what is wrong, what is beneficial, what is harmful for a person, becomes unclear. Sometimes a person thinks something is harmful, whereas it is beneficial. Sometimes a person thinks something is beneficial, whereas it is harmful. And in our time, there is one object which all of us have, which when we think about, we always think about its benefits, but for the majority of us, it carries more harms than benefits. And that is a smartphone. When the smartphone is advertised, all of its benefits are advertised. You have this tool on the smartphone, you have that tool on the smartphone, you can do this with the smartphone, you can do that with the smartphone. But a person, he purchases a smartphone. After some time using it, if he assesses himself that because of this smartphone, what change has come into my life, then not every person, there are some people who can control themselves, but the majority of people will say that this smartphone has caused more harm than good for me. It has caused more harm than good. My teacher and Shaykh Azim alayhi salam, Durat Sahib Hafidahullah, he mentioned regarding one of his murids, one of his associates, one of his spiritual patients, who was very punctual on his ma'amulat. On his ma'amulat, the Shaykh gives certain actions to do daily for a person's spiritual rectification. Things like the tilawah of the Quran, tasbihat, dhikr, dua, etc. So this person was very punctual. He would do his one juz or three juz of the Quran every day. He would do his tasbihat, he would do his dhikr. And for many years. This is something very, very important to understand, that when it comes to spiritual progress, consistency is key. Consistency is absolutely vital. Today I recited the Quran. Tomorrow I left it out. 3 days I do my tasbihat, I do my first kalima 100 times every day, and then another couple of days I leave it out. A person does not progress like this spiritually. Consistency is required. Consistency, how much? Person decides how much he can do. But he remains consistent on that. And when he feels that he can increase, he increases. If a person is going to the gym, and he goes 3 days, and then 2 days he misses, goes another day, another 3 days he misses, he will not get the required benefit of becoming physically fit. Person goes regularly, every day, but he has his fixed time. Or every week I have my fixed time, this. And he makes sure. And then over the years, slowly he will become physically fit. It is the same thing here. Consistency is key. And consistency is where we fall down. Consistency is where we fall down. Because some days we do it. Sometimes we hear some encouragement. So we recite the Quran for a week. And then after that he falls down again. So, there was a person who was very punctual on his ma'amula for many years. And when a person gets connected to a sheikh, to a spiritual mentor, then he writes to him from time to time, that this is my spiritual condition, you have told me to do this, I am doing it. Or I have this spiritual illness, please help me. What is the cure? What shall I do? So, the patient, the murid informed us that all my ma'amulat which he was doing for years, they are not being completed. For the last months, I have not been able to complete any of them. Sudden change. So, Salman Salim Sahib asked him that, you tell me what change has come into your life because of which your ma'amulat and your deeni practices have fallen apart. So he said, I know the change. I asked, what is it? He said that the smartphone is popular now. I have a smartphone, then WhatsApp has been released, and I downloaded it. And now all my days spent on WhatsApp. So Hazrat told him, the solution is very simple. Remove the obstruction which you have added into your life. He removed it, and everything came back into place again. But we don't assess, we don't think about it. Our mindset is always all these benefits. But for the majority of us, the smartphone carries so many harms. For many of us, unfortunately, it leads to a disobedience of Allah. And if it doesn't do that, then every single person will say that the smartphone leads to wasting of time. When we are given advice that to read this much Quran daily, do this many tasbihat, go sit in the gatherings of the ulama, then many people say, I don't have time. I don't have time. So, if we were to assess our time, we would realize that on this smartphone we spend so much time daily. Nowadays you get apps as well, don't you, that check, tell you how much screen time you have, how much time you spent on your browser, how much time. We just check them. First time we realize how much time of his is going down the drain. How many valuable moments of his life are being wasted? In the hadith, it comes that one subhanallah, a tree is planted for him in Jannah, which will be ready for him when he enters Jannah. One subhanallah. Another hadith, it says, subhanallah walhamdulillah has so much rewards that it fills the scales. But these small actions will take very little time, seconds. But we don't have time for these. Why? Because whenever there is a pocket of time, 5 minutes, smartphone comes out. We are encouraged to read Yasin Sharif every day. Surah Yasin does not take maximum 10 minutes. And if a person reads it regularly, he will be able to do it in 5 minutes. And if a person learns it by heart, as many people do, it's not difficult, it is a few pages long, then he can read it wherever. But this task would take 5 to 10 minutes, we can't do it daily. Why can't we do it daily? Because we don't have time. No. We do have time. But our time is going down the drain due to a smartphone and means things like this. The internet. World Wide Web. My teacher, Sheikh Hazrat Salim Sahib, said that a web is something when you go inside, it's very hard to get back out. You get trapped in it. Web is used to trap. A spider uses a web to trap its prey. Shaitan uses the World Wide Web to trap the entire world in sin. And if not in sin, then wasting time. And that is just one harm of the smartphone. Another harm of the smartphone? When it comes to things like reciting the Quran. So it's permissible to recite the Quran on the smartphone. But the recitation of the Quran carries certain etiquettes with it. That it should be done with reverence. It should be done with reverence. And every person, whenever he picks up a book, a copy of the glorious Quran, then majority of people, those people who have some religious understanding, they treat it with reverence. They will hold it properly. Many people, before they close it, they will kiss it out of reverence, which is a good thing, alhamdulillah. Reverence for the Quran is reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to those same people, when we recite on the smartphone, we'll realize that we don't give it anywhere near the same reverence. Whilst the Quran is open on the smartphone, it is a Quran. Temporarily, it has become a Quran. That is why to set the screen now, you need wudu. But we don't teach it. Whilst we are reading the Quran, this notification will come up, that notification will come up. In the middle of our recitation, the Quran is open. We leave the Quran, we go into that. With the book, that is not the case. I'm not saying it is impermissible. Nor am I saying that a person shouldn't read the Quran on the phone. What I am saying is that, number one, because we are more likely to treat the Quran with reverence when we use the book, then where it is possible a person should use the book. He has come into the masjid. He has come into the masjid, there are plenty of Qurans available. He is at home and there is a Quran nearby. He should use it if he can. But yes, he is at work. He is somewhere else. He doesn't have a physical Quran available. Then feel free to use it, but treat it with reverence. Treat it with the reverence. Similarly, communication happens with the smartphone. Communication happens with the smartphone. And the rules for communication, whether it is verbal communication or whether it is written communication, are the same. If a person cannot do ghiba verbally, he cannot do ghiba in writing either. A person, he cannot swear verbally, he cannot swear in writing either. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the majority of the sins of the human are connected to the tongue. Majority. That means when a person would receive his book of deeds on the day of judgment, for most people, more than 50% of the records in the book of sins will be about connected to the tongue. But connected to the tongue means connected to communication. Communication nowadays also includes the smartphone. But unfortunately, we are so careless when it comes to this. So what do we need to do? Firstly, we need to understand this. We need to understand how many harms die in our life because of our smartphone. In the past, when there was no smartphone, then when people would have a pocket of free time, when you come home and you are told by your mother that the food is not ready yet, it will take 10 minutes. It will take 10 minutes. Happens. What do we do? It's automatic now. We take the smartphone out. And we have nothing to do on the smartphone. Nothing beneficial. Oh, let's check. Sometimes we are looking for things to do on the smartphone. I've run out of social media posts to check. Let me check this. Let me check that. But Shaitan uses this addictive tool to waste all of our spare time. If we had no smartphone, we were at home. And the mother said that food will be ready in 10 minutes. Then we could have done something which would be beneficial. We would talk to our mother for 5-10 minutes that with a good intent. That is something rewarding. Nowadays, families have no connection because of the smartphone as well. In some families, you have people in different rooms and they still, instead of communicating verbally, they communicate via the smartphone. People are eating together, and instead of eating together, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged eating together. And he encouraged because it has many benefits. It has many benefits. That people eat, number one, at the same time. The family eats at the same time. And number two, if possible, more than one person eat from the same utensil. Two people share a plate. My Hazrat, he once mentioned, just as a way of example, of the benefits of sharing. Eating at the same time, sharing the same place. These are all sunnats of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Hazrat once mentioned, he mentioned in a bayan, in a talk, that it is a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At home, in families, this sunnah has been lost as well, of sharing, of eating from the same plate. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they didn't have individual plates like in our time. In their time, plates were large utensils. And it was known that this utensil, it's enough for 10 people. This utensil, it's enough for 8 people. And that's how they would eat. It's only in our time that we have become so hygienic that we think, oh, it's dirty. There's nothing dirty with the sharing with family members. When a person knows that, they themselves adhere to basic hygiene practices, they wash their hands, etc. before they eat, nothing wrong with it. So, as I mentioned, that he gave some encouragement in the bayan. Later on, someone came to him and he said that before this bayan of yours, I and my wife had had a dispute because of which we had not talked for a number of days. And then you mentioned in the bayan that we should eat it from the same plate. So when I went home that day, then the wife still wasn't talking to me, I still wasn't talking to her. But she had only put one plate down on the dastarkhan. Because you had mentioned in the bayan, she was listening from home, I was listening in front of you. So we began eating from the same plate. And when a person eats at the same time, this is a means of creating love and connection. And when two people eat from the same plate, it does so even more. So he said that before, we didn't realize how, but sooner or later we were talking to each other. And this dispute which had stopped communication for a number of days, it disappeared by itself. So the sunnahs of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have so much barakat. But in our time, if families even eat together, then this person is in his own world. He's not connected to his mother, his father, his sister, his brother on the same dastarkhan. He's connected to the rest of the world via the phone. The phone is still out next to him. And that person, he is in his own world. And the third person is in his own world. So, like I said, let us understand this. And then once we have understood it, let us take steps to control it. We have understood the harms, let us control it. In fact, the real principle of deen is that where something has harms and benefits, and it's not necessary. What is that something is necessary? You need it. A person, his job is such that it's not practical without a smartphone. That is a different matter. Otherwise, the principle of deen is that if something has harms and benefits, then a person should let it go so that he doesn't gain the benefits, but he doesn't gain the harms as well. In the past, before the time of Islam, alcohol was permissible. Alcohol was permissible. And alcohol has some benefits. If a person is, if it is drunk in moderation without intoxication, then it makes a person feel somewhat more encouragement, more strength. If there is a difficult task, in the Arabs this was known, that if there was this difficult task ahead, then for the purpose of strength, some alcohol will be drunk. And there are other benefits as well. But the Quran says regarding alcohol, and similarly regarding gambling, gambling also has benefits. A person can win the lottery, he can gain a large amount of money. But the Quran says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. People are asking regarding alcohol and regarding gambling. So tell them, قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. That in there is a means of a lot of sin, a lot of wrong, and there is some benefits as well. Meaning it's a mixture. But what does deen tell us? That leave both of them, even though they have benefits. Why? Because where there is a mixture, there is a wrong, there is benefits and there is harms in something, and a person doesn't need it, then the best option is to let go of it. So in reality, if a person doesn't need the smartphone, the best option is to let go of it. And alhamdulillah, in our time, there are people. I know people myself. I myself, for a number of years, didn't have a smartphone. I had a smartphone initially. And then I heard this advice. I understood that, you know, there are harms. It wastes so much time of a person. I removed it. I benefited so much. And the only reason now I have a smartphone is you people bug me. Musalli says that I want this dua. So I say I will send it by email, but no Musalli wants to look at his emails. Everyone wants it by WhatsApp. That is the only reason I have a phone. And the other reason is that I'm somewhat forgetful. So Musalli says, I need this and find this. So I need to put a reminder. Otherwise, you know, if I was able to remove my smartphone, I would, because it has so many benefits. But if a person cannot do this, then he should control it. He should understand. Nowadays you get apps as well, which help you to control how much you browse, how much you go on social media. Nowadays even the secular world, doesn't believe in religion. So they don't care if you misuse your eyes on the smartphone. They don't care if you watch wrong things on the smartphone. They don't even care if you waste your time and you're not able to carry out your deeni activities. But even the secular world understands now that the smartphone for a person's worldly progress has so many harms. And that is why they have developed so many apps to control your internet usage. Control this, control that. So, let us understand this. Let us look into our life. What am I doing wrong because of the smartphone? And then think to yourself, how can I control it? I know people who have two phones. What I am trying to say is that if a person wants to control himself, then a person will think. If our mentality is, no, this is not controllable. I need my smartphone all the time with me. And I'm not willing to control it, then nothing happens. But if a person thinks to himself that these are the harms, and the harms are very serious. They are harming my world, but more than that, they are having harm in my deen. They could make me end up in Jahannam. Then a person will become serious about it. So I would say, I know a lot of people who don't have a smartphone at all, who previously had a smartphone. It's not the case that they never had a smartphone. No. And similarly, I know some people who have a smartphone because they feel that I need it for some necessity, but they have a fixed time in the day. That this is the time when the smartphone will come out. Other than that, a normal phone will be used. So, let us understand this, like we said. Let us make a list of all the harms, how much time is wasted because of my smartphone, how many wrong things do I do because of the smartphone. And then tell yourself that if this carries on like this, then I will be in trouble on the Day of Judgment. And thereafter think, what can I do? Start by bringing it under control. How do I bring it under control? Conscious understand, whenever you are taking out your smartphone, that you are making a conscious decision to use your smartphone, it's probably wasting your... Think to yourself, do I need it? Do I need to use my smartphone right now? I'm sitting on the sofa, I've pulled my smartphone. Why am I doing it? Do I need it? Or am I just wasting my time? Like they say in English, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. You have nothing to do. You take out the smartphone, right now you are browsing the news, so you are wasting time. The amount of news we look at, for the majority of us, it is useless. It is useless. Yes, I don't deny that there is some news which is necessary, which is beneficial to understand. But the amount of time we, majority of us spend looking at the news, just for the... we waste so much time. But we start off with something which is harmless, meaning sinless. And then before long, like we said, shaitan works slowly. He takes us one step further, and before long we are in the disobedience of Allah. And we didn't even realize how we got there. So, let us control it. If we can remove it, alhamdulillah. If we cannot, then let us control it. And let us slowly, slowly work on each of the harms. And slowly, slowly bring it under control, remove it from our life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to practice upon this. This is one advice which my teacher and Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Salim Sahib, he has been given for a long time. And he always says when given this advice, that don't think I am backward. Don't think I am backward. I live in the same century as you do. And my teacher Hazrat Maulana Salim Sahib, he is in a unique position in the sense that he has many, many murids, many spiritual patients. And many of them are young people. Many of them are young people. And a spiritual patient has to mention his sins, his wrongs in front of his sheikh, so that the sheikh can help him. So he is more aware of the dini condition of young people than majority of us. And with this experience, he says that the smartphone has caused so much harm, especially to the young generation. So person should understand this. This is not advice which is backward. It is advice which can be practiced upon, which should be practiced upon, and which will make a person be very, very forward in the hereafter, far in front of others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen. Wa khairu alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Like we have previously been mentioning, the month of Ramadan is around the corner. If preparation hasn't begun, begin it. If preparation has started, then slowly, slowly increase it. And secondly, we try to mention every week as well, that carry on making dua for all the people who are oppressed around the world, especially those in Palestine. Nowadays, people have been saying, some aid is reaching as well, alhamdulillah. So whatever you can give. A person should not restrict himself to giving zakat only. He should give more so. I always tell people that zakat is 2.5%. Zakat is 2.5%. It's compulsory. So other than zakat, fix a percentage to give out of your wage. If a person is in a lot of debt, he is trying to fulfill that is a different matter. But other than that, fix a percentage of your wealth to give as nafal, as optional. How much you fix, up to you. How much you think is possible. I always say an ideal target is start with 2.5%. So 2.5% is compulsory, 2.5% nafal. And the easy method is, whenever you get any money, your wage comes in weekly, monthly, whatever it is, then remove that 2.5%, and then think to yourself, where can I spend it? Like this, you will make a whole portfolio for your hereafter. You will make a, like people do, people put aside money to invest in shares. So you will make a whole portfolio for your hereafter. This is, I have saved up this much money, inshallah, I will build a well in this place. I will build a masjid in this place. I will sponsor this many orphans. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen. Wa khidam. Alhamdulillah.